Lux presents Hollywood. The Lux Radio Theater brings you Jimmy Stewart and Joan Blondell in Destry Rides Again. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're happy to announce, as regular producer of the Lux Radio Theater, the appointment of Mr. William Keeley, who has been our guest producer several times in weeks past. Prior to 3 years of active service as colonel in the Army Air Corps, Mr. Keeley directed such screen hits as The Fighting 69th, Each Dawn I Die, George Washington Slept Here, The Man Who Came to Dinner, and a score of other stage and screen successes. We are happy to add his talent, experience, and producing skill to our regular Monday evening broadcasts. Mr. William Keeley.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. And I'd like to say first how happy I am to be able to be with you in this theater every Monday night. It so happens that this week is the 25th anniversary of radio. And celebrating that event, we welcome back to the airways and to the Lux Radio Theater a gentleman we've missed for almost 5 years, Jimmy Stewart. He appears in one of his favorite roles as the soft-spoken, gentlemanly guardian of the law in Universal's Western melodrama, Destry Rides Again. Co-starred with Jimmy is another favorite of this theater, Joan Blondell, for whom I've always felt a warm regard since Joan acted in the very first play that I produced on Broadway. Now, our story tonight takes us to the early West, those halcyon boomtown years when life was lived from day to day and gold slipped easily through the fingers, when a fine-tooth comb cost $7 and a sewing needle twice that much, while a cake of soap, if you could get it, was worth its weight in gold dust. So if the belles of the early West were proud of their complexions, it's a credit to the laws of chance. Nowadays, I'm sure that Western beauties by the thousands, like so many lovely women everywhere, attribute their smooth complexions to Lux toilet soap. And if Destry's descendants ever ride again, I trust it will be to the corner store for a cake of Lux. The curtain now rises on our first act, starring Jimmy Stewart as Tom Destry and Joan Blondell as Frenchie, with Leo Cleary as Wash Dimmesdale. It lies on the prairie like a glittering jewel, the tranquil little town of Bottleneck. Here the honest, God-fearing cattleman tends his lowing herd, and after a day of honest toil, repairs to Johnny Kent's tavern for a friendly glass of ginger beer and a round or two of checkers. Yes, all is peaceful and serene on this typical Bottleneck evening.
Frenchie?
No, hello, Mayor. What are you doing in my dressing room?
Seeking sanctuary? That's quite a brawl.
A convenient brawl.
Oh?
Bugs and Jip started it, so no one would hear the shots upstairs.
Oh, I see.
Clara?
Yes, ma'am?
Stay where you are. I'll change later.
Yes, ma'am.
Did Kent come down with you, Frenchie?
Uh-uh. He's still upstairs doing a little arithmetic.
Arithmetic?
Yeah. He owns Claggett Ranch now.
Well, that gives him a solid strip of land right across the valley.
Right straight across. And from now on, every time the cattlemen drive their herds across the valley, it's going to cost 25 cents a head.
Sounds reasonable to me. You know, that's what I like about Johnny Kent. He's not greedy.
No, all he wants is everything.
Hell, now, let's see. 400,000 steers at 25
cents
a head.
Don't knock your brains out, Mayor. Kent will figure it out.
Well, I trust he'll also figure out a way of removing the body of the unfortunate Mr. Claggett.
Claggett's not dead. He's only mad.
What are you talking
about?
Well,
shut up and listen. They had a poker game up there. Claggett bet everything he owned, including his ranch. Naturally, he lost.
Naturally?
When he started to yell he was framed, they threw him out.
And who was shot?
The sheriff.
Sheriff Watson?
Claggett went running to Watson. Watson accused Kent. And, well, the boys resented it.
He's a fine man, the sheriff. Fine man.
Well, start thinking about a new appointment.
And I've got just the right man in mind. And if he happens to be sober enough to get on his feet, hey. I'll... Why, Wash Dimsdale, of course.
The town drunk? Are you out of your... Oh, I see what you mean, Mayor. I see what you mean.
Quiet! Quiet, everybody! Will you shut up? Okay, now. Johnny Kent here's got something to say.
Having a good time, everybody? Yay. That's what I like to see in my place. Well, folks, we got some important news from Mayor Slade.
Fellow citizens, our esteemed Sheriff Watson has suddenly been called out of town on urgent business. He'll be gone permanent. Therefore, I hereby appoint as our new sheriff that paragon of courage, the pride of our community, Mr. Washington Dimsdale.
All right, somebody, get him up here.
There he is, Johnny, under the table.
He's coming, Johnny. Here comes the new sheriff. Hey, it's Joe. It's Joe. Whatever become of him? Oh, hello, Frenchy. What are we cheering for?
You, Wash. You're the new sheriff.
Hooray for the new sheriff. Wash?
That's right, Wash. Congratulations. Drinks on the house, everybody. And a fresh bottle for the new sheriff.
Come on, Wash. Aren't you going to drink?
Frenchy, am I really the sheriff?
Sure you are.
Then no, I'm not going to drink. No, sir. Man's got to choose between the bottle and the badge. You hear that, you pack of no-good skunks? Listen to me. Gonna be law and order in Bottlenecker. I'm putting the whole town in jail.
And if you need any help, I'll be a deputy.
No, I wouldn't have you. I want a deputy like I used to be.
What? When were you ever a deputy?
When was I? Why, when Tom Destey was sheriff, that's when. You think you're tough and ornery? You ain't nothing like there was when Destey was my boss.
Well, Destey's been dead for 5 years, what?
Well, maybe so, but young Tom ain't dead. And his daddy brought him up to be the toughest fighting man that ever growed up in the West. I'm sending for him right now. And when he gets here, Destey'll ride again.
Hey, driver, how many times do I have to tell you? Take it easy on those bumps.
Pull your head in.
Just wait till we get to Bottleneck, that's all.
Jack, please. The trip will be over soon. I don't mind the bumps, really.
Well, I do. And if he don't take it easy on...
Mr. Destry.
Yes, miss?
Please don't mind my brother, Mr. Destry. He's always threatening to do something.
You know, I had a friend once, name of Stubbs. He was sort of like you, Mr. Tindall.
Huh?
He's always threatening to fill somebody full of holes.
Well...
Well, folks say now that Stubbs is holding up one of the prettiest tombstones in the cemetery.
Very funny. This gun here ain't no ornament, and I'm pretty good with it.
Yeah, so was my friend Stubbs.
Meaning what?
Well, just you ought to be careful about who you meet up with, that's all.
For a deputy sheriff, mister, you got some mighty peculiar ideas.
But they do make sense, Jack.
You know, maybe you ought to take up a hobby, Mr. Tindall, like me. See here, wood carving. You'd be surprised the genuine rage you can work off just by whittling away at a little piece of wood.
Wait a minute. Are you sure your name's Destry?
Yeah, folks are always asking me that.
Your father was a wonderful man, Mr. Destry.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. I guess I'm different.
I'll say you're different.
Yeah, my father got shot in the back. And there are a lot of things I do, Mr. Tindall, just to avoid getting shot in the back.
It's coming! It's coming! The stage is coming!
Wash, is he really coming? Is Destry really coming?
Of course he is. He's my new deputy.
Oh, Jiminy, Wash, you sure look like a real sheriff.
Well, thank you, son. Lily Bell! Lily Bell!
What do you want, Wash?
The coaches are coming. You got his room ready?
Sure, I got it ready.
Good. Get ready, everybody. Here he comes. Destry's the coming to Bottleneck.
All right, driver, I warned you. I said, where do we get to Bottleneck?
Yeah, and what are you going to do about it?
Just this. Oh, hey, look out, he's pulling a gun. Duck, stranger, he's going to what?
You see that? You see that? Knocks him down and shoots the gun right out in his hand.
Maybe that'll teach you to drive a little slower.
Sure, mister, sure.
Well, folks, that's just a small sample of what you're going to get from now on. Tom Destry, welcome to Bottleneck, Tom. I'm Wash.
Sorry, partner. My name's Tindall.
You ain't Destry?
He's still in the coach. You can come out now.
Tom!
Tom!
Oh, hello, Wash. You haven't changed a bit.
Well, get out of there, Tom.
I'll be right with you, Wash, as soon as I help the lady here.
Now, if you'll just hold my birdcage, Mr. Destry. Oh, and my parasol.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no,
look
no.
Look at him, a canary bird.
A parasol! Tom, will you put down that darn bird?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Destry.
Not at all, ma'am.
Well, you must be Mrs. Destry. How do you do?
No, wrong again, eh?
Oh, I'm Janice Tyndall.
Oh, well, you'll be needing rooms, too. Come on, I'll show you across.
Oh, thank you very
and
much.
And you come on, too, Mr. Destry. You'll be wanting a cup of tea or something.
Tea? You crazy? Come on, Tom, we're getting over to the saloon. Now, look here, Tom. You're making an impression on this town that's got to be eradicated right now.
But don't you think first impressions are darn fool things to jump at?
Around here, you got to jump first. You don't live long.
You know, what you're saying reminds me of a friend of mine. And he woke up in the middle of the night and he saw a great big hand coming at him.
A hand?
Yeah. So he got out his gun and he aimed and he shot a hole right through his own foot.
No.
Yes, he did. Now, he shouldn't have gone by that first impression, should he?
Well, he was just a darn fool. Come on in. This here's the saloon. Shut up, everybody, and pay attention. Well, here he is, folks. I want you all to meet my new deputy, Thomas Jefferson Destry.
Hello there. Howdy.
Destry, my name's Kent.
Howdy.
And this is Piggy Slade, our mayor, and, Frenchie?
Coming.
Here's a girl you got to meet, Mr. Destry. Frenchie, meet the new deputy.
A deputy or a beanpole? Say, Mr. Destry, how's the weather up there?
How's the weather up there? Everybody says that when they see me.
Come on, everybody. Let's have a drink to the new deputy.
Destry, I think you and me ought to have an understanding right off.
Oh, good. I'm all for folks understanding each other.
So I'll start by telling you that I've got a hobby.
You have, huh? Well, mine's carving napkin rings. What's your hobby?
Collecting guns. Deputy Sheriff's guns. Whenever I meet one, I ask him for his guns. I ask him real nice.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm afraid this here's one time you're going to be disappointed.
You mean I have to take them from you?
If you can.
If I can!
Hold on. Don't get excited. I'm just trying to tell you I ain't got any guns. See here?
Just what kind of a deputy are you?
Now, if I had had a gun on me, why, one of us might have got hurt. And it might have been me. And I wouldn't have liked that, would I?
Look at me, fellas. I'm a canary. Tweet, tweet.
My goodness, where's my parasol?
Now cut it out. If anybody starts picking on you, Mr. Despy, just you come to Uncle.
I'll remember that, Mr. Kent.
Good. What'll you have to drink?
How about a nice glass of milk?
Yeah, I think I will. Nice glass of milk.
And here's a present for you, Mr. Destry.
A bucket of water.
And a mop.
Sure. He wants to clean up bottleneck, doesn't he? Here you are, deputy. And don't forget the corner.
So this here's our office, huh, Wash?
Yeah, this is it. Oh, Tom.
What's the matter?
Tom Destry's boy, the laughing stock of the town.
Looks bad, huh?
I told Lily Bell you won't be needing that room after all. You're leaving on the next stagecoach.
But I sort of like it here, Warren.
How are you going to face anybody after what you took from Kent and from Frenchie?
Well, what do you expect me to do?
I expected you to be like your pa, to roar in blasting behind your shooting irons. What happened? Didn't have any. Why?
Well, I don't believe in them. Say, Wash, open that bag there.
Huh?
Go on, open it. You'll find two guns in there.
You mean you... Tom! Well, here, strap them on, boy.
No. My pa had these on, Wash, the day he got shot in the back. They didn't seem to do him much good, did they? That's one reason why I don't believe in them.
What in tarnation do you believe in?
Law and order.
Without guns?
Without them.
Well, if that don't beat all, get out. Oh, Tom, don't you see... The only reason they made me sheriff was to have somebody they could kick around. But I was aiming to fool them, to do things right. That's why I sent for you. Instead, you fool me.
Now, you will fool them, Wash. We'll fool them together. Now, don't you see, when you shoot it out with them, somehow or other they get to look like heroes. But if you put them behind bars, then they look little and cheap the way they ought to look. And it serves as a warning to the rest of them.
Oh, go on home, Tom, and... I'll get back to being the town drunk. That's all I'm good for.
No, you're not going back to being the town drunk, and I'm going to stay here and do this job I come for. My pa did it the old way. I'm going to do it a new way. If I don't prove to you I'm right, I'll get out of town quick enough. But first, you got to give me a chance.
No.
You got to give me a chance.
No, no.
Come on. Now, come on. Swear me in.
Oh. All right. Raise your right hand. You, Thomas Jefferson Destry, swear to uphold the law and do your duty and everything else that goes with it?
Yep, I do. Yep.
All right, then. Here. Here's your badge. Just don't let anybody see you wearing it. No guns.
Where are you going?
I'm taking a walk. I'll probably get drunk.
I think I'll go along with you, though.
You just get into trouble, Tom. I'm warning you.
What's this here, the main street here?
Yes. Nice hardware store over there.
Yeah, it is.
Got some mighty fine Bowie knives in stock. Bowie knives, an elegant weapon.
Wash. No.
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 No, I was afraid you wouldn't be interested. Tom, look here. You see this hitching post soaked through and through with the blood of Sawtooth McGee? He objected to a petticoat his neighbor's wife was wearing. They fit to a draw, both buried in the same grave.
Sawtooth and the petticoat.
Sawtooth and the neighbor.
Oh,
also, four innocent bystanders. Now, you got to listen to reason, Tom, or get out of town.
You know, I had a friend once, used to collect postage stamps. And he always said the one good thing about a postage stamp, it always sticks to one thing till it gets there. Well, I'm sort of like that.
Hey, Wash, wait a minute. I've been looking all over for you.
Now, what is it?
This here crate, Wash. Come to the express office day before yesterday for Sheriff Watson.
Well, what's in it?
Appears to be rabbits, you know.
And I got to get him off my hands. When that crate come, there was only two of them. Now look.
Well, rabbits is like that.
Yeah. Say, where did Sheriff Watson go?
I don't know nothing about nothing.
Well, you better start learning about rabbits because I just give you these. Now get.
Hey, thanks, Sheriff. I'll get them.
Fellas, that is
Tom Gunn. Get out of here.
Wait a minute. Hold on now. Hey, wait a minute now. You guys are getting pretty playful, aren't you?
Yeah, we're full of liquor and full of fire. Hold my horse here, Creepy.
Yeah, Bugsy, he didn't mean nothing by it. Don't start no trouble.
Trouble? Why, we just want to see the new deputy dance. Come on, Destry, dance. I said dance.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on now. Say, Bugsy, there's... Look like pretty good guns you got there. You mind if I heft them a little?
Well, I guess you can't hurt yourself, sonny, just hefting them.
Yeah, it's a nice weight there, yeah. You know, aside from being pretty ornaments, a fella can have a lot of harmless amusement out of these here toys. Now, take, for instance, them knobs on the top of that sign down the street there.
Where?
Down the block there, right there. Now, watch them. Don't see him anymore, do you? Yes, sir. These guns are all right. They're all right.
Tom, we ain't seen nothing like that since...
Now, the next time any of you fellas start any of this promiscuous shooting around the street, you're going to land in jail, you understand?
But, Deputy, we were just...
All right, just so you understand. Now, you heard me. Come on, Wash.
Can't believe my eyes. And you walking around here condemning the use of firearms.
Now, Wash, listen. Where did you say Sheriff Watson went to?
Well, I didn't say...
Well, he certainly left your office in a mess. And those rabbits, it appears he clean forgot about the rabbits.
What about him? Rabbits is easy to forget.
I know, but there's something wrong here. I don't understand.
You don't understand. Green snakes and pink elephants, them I can understand. But you... Oh, you got to listen to me, Tom.
All right, Wash. Go ahead.
As though I ain't been telling you. You got to behave like
Where's
I expect you to behave.
Where's the sheriff?
He's out of town, and when... wait a minute, that's me.
Wash, you gotta help us. You gotta come to the ranch now.
Sure, boy.
What? Say, you're Thomas Jefferson Destry, ain't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm Eli Whitney Claggett.
Well, glad to know you.
Well, gosh, you heard about your pa all my life whenever we play sheriffs and engines. Well, I'm always your pa.
Well, you couldn't do better, son. Now, what's the matter here?
Oh, they come to take a ranch away, Johnny Kent and his gang. We've been holding them off so far, but we ain't got much ammunition left. Pa said for me to sneak into town and get the sheriff.
Good work, son. Murdering thief, I'll fill him so full of lead that...
Wait a minute. How come Kent's trying to take Claggett's ranch?
Because he won it from Claggett in a crooked poker game.
Let's see. Well, it seems like to me we're wasting time here. Come on, Sheriff. We got some work to do.
The just a minute, we'll bring you Act Two of Destry Rides Again, starring James Stewart and Joan Blondell. And now here's Libby Collins, our Hollywood reporter, with news about the stars. Which star are we turning the spotlight on tonight, Libby?
A very famous and lovely one, Mr. Keeley, Merle Oberon.
Ah, there's glamour for you. I understand Merle Oberon's especially lovely in her new picture, Universal's This Love of Ours.
Oh, yes. She plays the romantic role of a French music hall entertainer who becomes a great lady. And speaking of glamour, Mr. Keeley, wait till you see Merle Oberon in some of the gowns she wears in the picture. There's a dusty pink evening gown embroidered all over with pink crystal beads.
Well, that's just the thing for a dark-haired beauty, I'd say.
Yes, Merle is famous for her perfect costumes. But lovely as she is, she has some very practical hints for women everywhere. Every woman, she says, is born with a certain amount of glamour. But it has to be developed, just as a diamond has to be polished to bring out the sparkle.
Lux girls know about that, don't they, Libby?
They certainly do, Mr. Kennedy. They've discovered what a wonderful difference it makes when you find the right complexion care. Merle Oberon spoke about that, too. Soft, smooth skin, she said, is so important. She told me active lather facials with Lux soap have always worked for her.
Won't you tell us, Libby, how Miss Oberon takes her Lux soap facials?
Well, here's exactly how she does it, Mr. Kennedy, in her own words.
I cover my face generously with a Lux soap lather and work it well in. Then I rinse with warm water, splash on cold, and pat with a soft towel to dry. The Lux soap lather's so creamy, it feels like smoothing beauty in. I wouldn't trust my skin to any other care.
That's the way 9 out of 10 other lovely screen stars feel, too. They've found daily active lather facials really make skin softer, smoother. In recent tests of these beauty facials, actually 3 out of 4 complexions improved in a short time. This tip from Merle Oberon may help you win lovelier skin. Why not try it? Get some gentle white Lux toilet soap, Hollywood's own beauty soap, tomorrow.